Hi, guys. It's time for Happy Hour, and joining me this evening, RT Web writer Andrew Blake and Mike Riggs, associate editor at Reason Magazine and Reason.com. Hey, guys.
Hi. What's happening?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Mike, I feel like you and I are always talking about the TSA for some reason. Every time you come
on, there's
a TSA story.
I'm obsessed.
Who isn't obsessed, right? So this blogger basically has posted a video online saying that he's figured out a way around those really pesky and invasive body scanners. Take a look.
In these samples, the individuals are concealing metallic objects that you can see as a black shape on their light figure. Again, that's light figure, black background, and black threat items. Yes, that's right. If you have a metallic object on your side, it will be the same color as the background and therefore completely invisible.
All right, so his name's Jonathan Corbett. He was the first person to sue the TSA over these machines, and he also tried this. He sewed a pocket into the side of a shirt, took a metallic object, and then just did the whole thing, and then walked right through the body scanner at the airport. What do you think?
I do buy it, actually. Blogger Bob at the TSA's blog responded today saying, obviously, we can't...
Get friend of yours?
We can't, yeah, Blogger. That's just his hand name, or his handle. I totally understand why he doesn't have his last name on there, because, like, who wants to be the guy whose job it is to explain TSA? But he said, you know, they won't explain their practices because it's top secret, and that the scanners are only one of 30 security practices they have, such as training complete idiots and high school dropouts on how to spot a terrorist. So I think that, like, by refusing to engage the argument of can you put something on your side, it's like a tacit admission that you can.
Well, what about, sorry, because you know how, because so many people didn't like those images because they showed the full body outline,
yeah.
Now they have these other images that are just kind of this weird little, like, generic thing, and I had to go through it when I had a knee brace on, and there was just, like, a big white circle that stuck out, apparently. I mean, does that change it at all?
No.
I wonder, because,
the whole thing's always a game. Like, I try to bring stuff on me every time just to see what happens.
Do you think national security is a game, Andrew?
A little bit, yeah.
You're going to join Corbett
Why am I not
and Gitmo,
surprised?
Wherever that
Whatever.
Is.
And whatever happened to the old-fashioned way of just putting it up your butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Mike?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
true.
Yeah.
Glad you're
I mean,
still
it does
doing
work.
That.
I don't think the back scanner machines can catch stuff in your colon from what I've read.
From what I've read,
certainly
too.
Not experienced, but
no
what
comment.
I've read.
Let's move on to the next story.
Is that on your
So last night was not only Super Tuesday in terms of the presidential election, but we also had to say goodbye to someone who's been on the show many times. Take a look.
Many of you in this room have known me for years, and you know. That I've lost campaigns before. And there's always a tomorrow. Don't cry any tears for me.
So thanks to some redistricting, Dennis Kucinich ended up losing his seat to another Democrat, Marcy Kaptur. I'm kind of sad to see him go.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that the first election he lost was to be Viceroy of Mars. So I personally think Dennis Kucinich is going to get over this, and he can go home now. He can go back to his own planet. Like, the spaceships will come.
They
will,
so
they will pick up Dennis
mean.
Kucinich and his incredibly tall wife, who's actually an alien bodyguard in a hot woman suit.
And he gets
to go back.
Okay,
it's a jerk.
Yeah, that's not nice at all.
I'm sorry. I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for, like, career politicians who lose their jobs. Like, it should be temporary
that's
anyway.
That's true. That's true, right? I don't think that you should be on Capitol Hill forever. But it was nice to have somebody, at least, that was. And it was hilarious that Kaptur tried to actually claim that he was pro-war. But he is pretty staunchly anti-war. And it was nice to see, like, a real lefty. Not that he didn't also side with the party line.
But pro-aliens. Yeah. Anti-war. Anti-drug war, which I loved him for, pro-aliens, I don't really care, you know.
I like aliens. I dig him.
I was sympathetic until I saw that he wore a pink tie on election day. Thinks he's going to win like that? That's not powerful. Who's going to vote for
don't
that
forget,
guy?
Don't forget, he also sued over the olive pit in his sandwich at the
I won't forget.
Cafeteria.
Thank you.
Okay, here's another lawsuit, which is kind of interesting. Just take a look. This clip explains it.
Lindsay Blankmeyer filed suit saying her roommate's sex life affected her mental health. She appealed to administrators to move out and got nowhere. Her attorney writes Blankmeyer fell into a dark and suicidal depression. After months, she eventually moved back to New York State, finished classwork, and graduated.
Now, the school disputes this. They say that, you know, they tried to offer her own lodging after that, a private room that she never explained to them, that it was because of the sexual stuff. But it's just kind of an interesting complaint to make that, you know, she said she became suicidal, eventually had to go move into a hotel because her roommate was having too much sex. Can you just tell your roommate, can you stop having so much sex?
Or just, like, sleep on the floor of your dorm in the hallway like I did my entire freshman year of college? I mean, come on. There are steps you can take to make sure that, like, you don't have to listen to your roommate run game 24 hours a day, you know? No, I didn't say I had the same. Did I say I had the same problem? Yeah, actually, I spent a lot of time sleeping on the hallway of my college dorm my freshman year, but it was, you know, great. It made me stronger. It was a good learning experience.
Were you sleeping or blacked out?
No, I was just sleeping. I took a pillow out there and my.
You took a pill out there?
Yes, I took a pill. I roofied myself so that I wouldn't have to listen.
Are you depressed because you're the roommate that's not having as much sex?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That wasn't me. I'm not saying that was me.
Getting laid roommate?
I'm not saying I didn't know what sex was until my freshman year of college, you know. But, yeah, I don't buy it. I don't buy the story. I don't buy it. I think she's lying.
What do you say?
Sounds like a liar to me. Looks like a liar. I didn't see what she looks like. Probably a liar. Why not?
Okay. All right, guys. I got to wrap it up.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks for joining me tonight. That's